In Shin Chav Ches, Lamed Hey. Mutal Isha L'Kalech Mehacholov K'nei Sheyorches HaTinuk Hadar B'yonik. So the woman is going to squeeze out some of the cholov into the mouth of the child to thereby arouse him and make him start to suckle. Okay. Agav Alosu L'Hatiz Mehacholov Al Misha Nosha Baruch Ra T'les B'sakana. There is some idea of a refuah that a woman would spray from her milk onto this person who has a ruach raw, with some type of a depression type of a thing, because it's not considered a sakana. Now, real bona fide depression is, like many poskim, is considered potentially a sakana. But whatever this ruach raw is exactly, is not considered a sakana. Mishabura kufi beis the kalech mecholav tzech piatinik. She would express the milk into the child's mouth. Okay, so the Shartzian Pei Aleph says that I'm a tosefer Shabbos the sirele the who malacha tzricha legufa. That this is mamash malacha tzricha legufa. She's expressing the milk, which is mefarek. To use the milk, so that's malacha tzricha legufa. It's a deraisa. In case our time alma hitira b'zeh, so why is it mutter? Masha masha mitoyse shabbos the lachlov me adam. I feel it's a kli lahavi ki mefar kalacher yad. Kavi adam ein derech rak linoik. So he wants to suggest that maybe it's only derbanon, because whereas by an animal, it's common to squeeze the milk into a keli, but by an adam, the normal derech is to suckle and not to squeeze the milk out. That's what the Sefer Tosefer Shabbos suggests. The loy kavush, which the lavush says not like that, less that that's not true, and he brings the Tosefer which says not like that. Okay, so the Prima Gadim says that maybe the Shulchan Aruch means lachav gabi karkam yiratinik, but the Yerushu Belebeka that it definitely does not mean that. So maybe the heter here is if we're concerned that the child will not start to suckle, it will be a sakana for the child, and that's the heter. Fine. So Mr. Brewer is not clear at the end what the heter is 100%. Mr. Brewer, Kufyud Gimel, the less, the Tzar Yisrael Nami Lekashom, the Hall of Hachi Shor, the Malach Shen Tzich Lagufahim. So then he suggests that by the case of the Ruach Ra, if it's going to be Tzar Yaseira, in a case of Malacha Shen Tzich Lagufa, be Mutter, there the milk is not actually being used. Now, I'm not sure exactly why this called in Tzich Lagufa, if this, that. Your mouth is mechal, but she's using the milk. So I don't know if that's considered like a normal usage of it. I'm not sure why this Mishnah Berurah feels this is called Nitzich L'Gufa. And furthermore, we had way back when that Malachos said Nitzich L'Gufa is a very Chomer D'Kad Rabbanon. It's not normally Mutter M'Makom Tzar. Here in the world, in the Hilchos Refuah, we're Mekel, but in areas outside of Refuah, if it's just Tzar, not Refuah, in general, we're not mekel for malchus and tzich l'gufa unless it's the potential tzar for the rabban. The case over there was kibbeh. You want to put out a gachelis, which is in a makom where people are walking. That was a case of potential tzar shal rabban. So kibbeh is only malchus and tzich l'gufa. So that's the ramat over there. And then there, the real halacha said he contrasted that with other halachas where we seem to be mekel. By other drabbanans, even tzar de yochid, not after whether the rabban's going to go there. He said because malchus enesil gufa is a very chomer drabbanan. It's only mutter malchim tzar shal rabban. So the Moshe Dirsha points it out over here. So that maybe he quotes the dibros Moshe mesecta Shabbos. That's where Moshe's sefer mesecta Shabbos. Maybe the difference between a tzar stam and a tzar gadol that we mutter even for yochid. Okay, I did not see that inside, so I can't tell you too much about it. Lamed Vav, Ein Loyasin Matztiki. Okay, Ein Zimmer Reshiv Vav, Sif Gimel, Pirushoi, Matziki is a gum. Well, Hashem, by Hashinayim, Rafua, Vimishum Recha Pez, Mutter. If you're doing it because it has a nice smell to it, that's why you're chewing the gum, to get the nice smell. So, but if the purpose is that it acts as a Rafua, that it releases some type of juices which are Rafua for the teeth, that's awesome. It's a type of a sap which comes out, which hardens and which makes it chewable, and it has a nice smell to it. So if you're doing it, you can't chew it, you can't shove it, but you can't rub it on. I'm not sure exactly what that means. So rubbing on the teeth or chewing it is a problem, but if you're doing it, it's more than it's not called you're being merapa. I have an illness, halitosis, right? And I'm being merapa my illness by chewing this gum which has a good smell. We don't look at it like that. So. Over here in the Mishnah Dirsha, they ask, back in Shin Gimel, we spoke about different things that a person could wear, etc. One of the things was that the Mishnah Mor talked about, they used to put pepper in their mouth, a peppercorn in their mouth, for the purpose of Recha Peh. And that's also because it's considered a refuah. So, see, quotes over here, that from Scheinberg, or Scheinberg says that the nature of what pepper does. I'm sorry? Scheinberg was an Adam Godel, the big Pesach, who lived in Artesella, as Nifta figures recently, actually a few years ago. So Scheinberg suggests a difference between that. Over here, it just basically covers up. It's more like along the lines, but over there, what it does is it seems the strength of the pepper kills the bacteria or whatever it is, which is the source of the bad smell. So that actually is considered a refuah. So that would make a difference. If you believe the claim of your mouthwash, maybe even now consider a refuah, which I believe them. You know, it kills like 47 billion bacteria on contact. You know. So, in general, the assumption is that the mouthwashes, if all they basically do is that they just help for, if they just help for the purpose of Recha Peh, they're mutter. But if they have something which actually does do these other things, so that, based on this, what we're saying, would be considered a refuah. Okay, Lamed Zayin is a very important sif. Kol ochel mumashkim shem Michael Briam. You have food and drinks which are used by healthy individuals. Mutter l'ochlan l'shtoshin l'refuas. Even though I'm eating or drinking it because it also has medicinal properties, and I want to use it for refuah. But since it is something which people who are healthy will eat it, so that it's not nicker that there's any refuah involved in it, it's not also. Furthermore, that some people which are healthy, it's not so good for them. And Mucha Milsa de Lafua of it. For the Hachi Shari. So the more good example that certain types of foods say are bad for this issue, they're good for that issue. So the person who's totally healthy is going to end up not the benefit he doesn't need, and the detriment he's going to have. This fellow, it's worth it for him, the detriment, because he has the benefit. So, l'chara, it looks like you're doing it for a fool, because why else would you take this thing which has this bad response? But since the mice of people which are healthy, for whatever reason, still eat it, so it's mutter. I'm sure we'll give a few examples. But something which people which are healthy do not eat or drink, so that is also for a person to take it for refuah purposes. Okay. Chayim off of the Mishkan mutter. Sure. Now the Shulchan Aruch says, I'm going to do the remorse cases. A person off of the Mishkan, but the Chayim Shem Basakana. He has dinner with Chayim, so Chazal did not ask her before. So that's mutter. The Chiddush of Shulchan Aruch is telling me the other end of the spectrum is the whole gzeira over here is the person, we're afraid the person is going to forget, and he's going to grind these herbs on Shabbos. There has to be some pressure upon him that we have this concern that he might forget. So therefore, if the person is totally healthy, and so then there's no pressure. The only case of the pressure is when he has a mechish, he does have some level of, it's affecting him negatively, but not enough that he's not for the mishka. So that individual, he wants to address it. The person has a headache. Right? So he's not enough for the mishka for the headache. It's not like, you know, there can be a headache which is so bad that it's debilitating and he can't function. So that would be enough for the mishka. You have a headache, which, no, he can function, but he's got a headache. So that person wants to get rid of his headache. So we have Gzeira, he might become to be sheichek the samamonim. Person totally healthy, right? So there's no Gzeira. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, so why are you taking the thing? Mamonim sheichek, you're totally healthy. Why are you eating this thing? Which I just said is not Michael Bream, right? Because Michael Bream is mutter anyway. So the case has to be that. So that's the Mishnah Berurah is going to grapple with, and this is the source of the discussion in regards to vitamins. Where the person theoretically is totally healthy, but you know, but he's taking the vitamin, so straight reading of the Shulchan Aruch, that'll be mutter. Well, or do we say the fact that the person feels a need for a vitamin, that puts them in? So that's discussion of Mr. Brewer. Okay, let's see the Mr. Brewers. Kuf Yizayin. Now, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is even though it's kashim l'ksas brim. So Mishnah Berurah says that really Tzarech Lemer Devorim. We should change the gears over here from the word Brim to the word Devorim. Klemer. Alpha Pisha, Dovrezev, Mazik, Ksas, the Shard, Evorim, Shebeguf. Even though it's beneficial for X, it's detrimental to Y. For example, Gernat Chol. So eating spleen. Sheyof Elishinayim, Makash Lebenim Ahayim. So the Gemara says it's good for your teeth, but it's bad for your stomach. Okay, Gavna. So why would you eat something that's bad for your stomach? The answer is because you have problems with your teeth, and you're trying. In kain mucha milsad shayoser kain l'refuah l'shinayim. So it looks it's the fact that the person's eating this thing should indicate that he's got something wrong with his teeth, which is why he's willing to eat this stuff which messes up his stomach because it's good for the teeth. The other b'hachi lo hayoichol kimin shu masik l'me'ayim. I feel a shari the kamalkim oicholu. But since the ma'isa there are people which eat it as a food, so that's mutter. Kol she'enu ma'achol b'riyim, but it's not something which people which are healthy eat. When they say also l'ishtos mashkim mashal shalin, then lana b'chiyotzepa. So therefore, the person wants to take there were certain liquids, drinks which were laxatives. The person's constipated and he wants to take a laxative, so he can't take that because. People don't drink these things unless they have this issue. Unless the person reached the stage and it's so the body is affected by it to the point where the whole body feels debilitated because of it, or he actually took the bed, which is the assumption those two things are halakhically synonymous, even though it's not a sakana, sure, it's a kameh. Okay. Then he said, if a person is ein lo shum mechush, it's mutter. But if a person does have a mechush, so even though he happens to be eating it or drinking it, it's not a Michael Brian, and he's eating it or drinking it because he happened to develop, he likes the flavor of this thing and he's eating because he's thirsty, but meanwhile it's going to help him, so it's also but Tom Kim the Hucharla. So this is the discussion of Tums. Right? So some people say, I like the flavor of Tums. So the mice are the reason why people eat Tums is because they have indigestion. It's a mechush. So obviously, right? The guy said, well, I eat Tums anyway. I like the flavor. So if you're popping Tums anyway, you don't have indigestion, okay. So we don't answer it. But now the guy has indigestion, even though he might eat Tums like candy, but now he has indigestion, we're not going to matter. At the end of the day, Tums are not a Michael Brehm. Right? People don't eat it as a food. It's not a Michael. Right? So even though I can argue that I'm eating it because I'm thirsty or I'm hungry and I want to eat something to fill my stomach, so I decided to take a Tums because it's all the sitzilos. Since the mice, for me, it's a refuah. And then the Ramos said the other end of the spectrum, not for the Mishka, but Shari. Pirish lechel, at least just the Ram Shem and Derech Abriyim lechel. No, I skipped the Mishabur. So the Rama says the case is that the reason, so he's ain lo shum echish, so why is he taking it? So the Rama says the only case is going to be mutter is because he's taking it for because he's hungry or thirsty. If his intent is for refuah, the hanu kedei lechazik mizgoi. So if my goal is within the realm of the world of refuah, I want to strengthen my body. So the Magen Ram said that goes into this issur, and that's going to be awesome. So the Pashup shot the way the place can understand the Magen Ram. So taking vitamins is awesome. Because that people take vitamins to chazak mizgoy. They want to strengthen. So even though I don't have any mechish, but the reason I'm taking it is not l'ravonu or l'tzimonu. The reason I'm taking it is because I want to be chazak mizgoy, and even with the bori gomer, it's still also. That's how the pasuk. That's how the Velt learns up the Magen Ram. So it comes along Ramosha and the Tshuva, and Ramosha says no. That a person the bori gomer, the Rambam says the issur is because of refuah. Avim osur the refuah, kedel chazim mizgoi, bori gomer osur. So Rambam says, minegu bein the language of the Magen Ram, we have a problem. He says osur the refuah, bori gomer. If you're bori gomer, there's no osur the refuah. So Rambam says that. So which one out of those two phrases is the primary phrase, and which one is loved after? So Rambam says the primary phrase is the first one. The primary phrase is the first one. He's also the refuah. So it means if a person is totally healthy and has no issues at all, and he's just taking vitamins, that's mutter. The case over here was that he went to the doctor and said, listen, you're basically healthy, but I want you to take this vitamin. It's important for you to keep this up. So the even though we'll call him a bori because he doesn't have a illness, but the doctor has a concern, which is why he's taking the vitamin. And that's what I'm going to rum. So now the person has a pressure to take it. Then the gzera of shkikas ha'mamoni makes sense. But the person has no pressure. It's it's worthless to him at the end of the day, right? So that even Magen Ram would be mutter. That's how the Moshe understands the Magen Ram. That's not how the most poskim understand the Magen Ram. Rosh Hashanah doesn't understand like that. Rosh Hashanah, etc. They understand the Magen Ram. Magen Ram is asking vitamins for everybody. So let's say for argument's sake, a person says, I read somewhere that says if you take vitamin C in the winter, it prevents you from getting colds. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what the guy believes. He says, totally healthy, no problems, but I'm taking it to do a chazak mizgoy. So Rosh Hashanah said that, we say that's mutter. Rosh Hashanah will tell you that that's osur. Okay. Once a person is nafla mishkav, so then you can eat these items which are not, which are clearly for refuah. Um, Now, Mistima Zibir Ramah, Masha, they ain't circle. I feel Shia in a Yuri Mashaloy. You don't have to have the goy feed it to you. Elamutalo like Yichabats, and you take it yourself. Zakti Mishabura, I've ever got the skin in the elbow, Sif Yud Zion, Kadea Gimel, the Shush Yesh Bamaisa, also Ayere Yisrael. Veramutu Kim Ayere Shinri. That in doing a Durbanan, the Yeshua means opposed to Mir La'akum is called Shushain B'maisa. It's a Durbanan which you're not doing anything, you're just talking. But any Durbanan which you're doing something, that's called a Shushayesh B'maisa. And we said that according to the third opinion, it's only Mutter for Yisrael to do that for the Tarach of a Chayla, person not for the Mishkim, it's a Chayla, and Sakana. And Yisrael wants to do a Durbanan, whether it's the Chayla or somebody else. Can't unless he does a shinui, right? So how? Why is this mutter over here? What's the difference? So Achlerma the Shani Hosim Shemari b'Malacha is the Rabbanon of the Ram Shein Shemechzi Kain Malacha. Malacha Ein b'Zeh Mishum Sirach Malacha. This item that you're eating, there's no action. There's no Malacha involved in it. The whole Bori mutter Haraya. We're saying that a person who's healthy can eat it. So even though we could have argued that since the gzeira is because of the chashash of a malacha of the shchik samamonim, so now eating this thing goes into the dinim d'rabbanan, you'd have to do it with a shchik. There's no such requirement. Okay.
Even if this was just a regular chola, a regular mechash, right?
Yeah.
A universal case, right? Nobody eats this stuff. Then you say it's only mutter b'shinui? Sorry, then it's aser.
Then it's aser.
Just an aser. Okay, so in case where you can construct the head there, then okay, I understand.
Now, take a look at the beer loch over here. Chayim mafal mishkav. So the Mishabura presented is what this is, that this is a Durbanan which doesn't have a Srach Malacha. So there are actions which the Chazal gave a Din Durbanan being considered a Malacha, and there are the things which they themselves are not a Malacha, they're Gzera Otu a Malacha. But nobody would define that this is a Malacha issue. So now we're saying that which we said before in Sif Yud Zayin, that for chayla, which is aimed at sakana, the rabbanon is only mutter with a shinui. There's two types of rabbanons. There's actually three types of rabbanons. There's a mir la'akum, right, which you said is mutter even for a mistayer. That's aimed at ma'isa. Then there's a yesh b'ma'isa of a srach malacha, and a yesh b'ma'isa of a not srach malacha. Now, if you recall, we did suggest such a shita. In the fourth shita, the Yesh Arman Dafil Yesh was a Kanas Aver, and Osim Darashum Nismach Malacha the Raisa, the Worm Shemahem Semach Malacha, Osim Afil Embus a Kanas Aver. The things which have no connection at all to Malacha, the fourth shita said is Mutter without a Shinui. And the Shabur said, you know, the examples we're going to have in Mem Gimel, you put this kli on the tabur, which you move the Bnei Maim around a little bit. There's no way to do those with malachas, so there's no gzera auto malacha. That was the concept over here. So this is similar to that concept. So the Bir Locha has a long Bir Locha on this topic. Let's touch on it a little bit. So back in Sif Lamed Zayin, the Bir Locha at the bottom of the page. Bechadim Nafal Mishkav. I'm Mishav Burush. He's Barati Dibri Ramah. Kamosha Kosa Ravaz Betshuva Barichus. Anshem Shakosa Shkain Masha Beramban. Masiyatu Baram Perchaval. Behedin Shakosu. Akol Hani the Mastizin. Shame the Worm. Shame Behem Srach Malacha. Shame Madrega. Pechusim Malacha Shanasim Ayre In Yehudi Shemutu Lachel. So this is, if there's no srach malach at all involved with this thing, so these are mutter for the chayla without a shinui. The same way we were mounting real akum, but he's also hanarak bori shechoshish. So we now have three madregas. Enu muskim l'chuli alma k'moshen avayr. U'mishask mashagam kein l'chur l'hachri k'vosayu. So they are, the Ramban is coming up with three madregas. There's a mir l'akum. There's a Rabban which doesn't have a srach malacha, and there's the Rabbanans which have a srach malacha, and we're saying mir l'akum is mutter in my case of a mistar. It's a Rabbanan. Amir l'akum is anad Rabbanan is mutter. Having a sel duod Rabbanan is only mutter with a shinui, and in case of a srach malacha, a Yisrael can do it himself. By case of chel and shemazakon without a shinui. Connection to. So that's misleading a little bit. Let me correct that. The reason why you can't take the medication is what we're discussing over here, is because we're afraid you might come to grind it. Now grinding it is malach of the raisa. But the act of taking the medication is not similar in any way to an act of malach at all. There are certain actions which, because they're similar to an action of a malacha. Not the exera atu malacha, they are itself. I mean, the reason why they're also, because if you look at this, well, that looks pretty similar to malacha, I might do a malacha. But what you're answering is an action which parallels a malacha. Over here, this action doesn't parallel a malacha at all. It leads to a malacha. So that's what he's saying, that's where we're saying right here, that's not called srach malacha, and that's mutzer without a shina.
What were those categories? The four categories. Wasn't that when you were doing the malacha for a kolishim? Was that the malacha of the rabbanon? Was it the malacha of the rafua? It is not malacha being done, just eating. We're not counting the XM Isa rafua as the malacha. It's the malacha on top of the Isa rafua that we were talking about back in Yitzayim.
Yes, that's what we're saying right now. The Shadow was doing an Issa Durabon B'Yadayim. The Chalav Yisrael is Issa Durabon B'Yadayim. That's the question.
In Yitzayim.
Right. So Issa Durabon B'Yadayim. The Yisrael is going to do an Issa Durabon B'Yadayim. So what is the Issa Durabon? That phrase is any Durabon which you're doing B'Yadayim as opposed to with Amira.
But isn't it obvious that it doesn't include the Issa Rafua itself? We're talking about doing an Issa Durabon on top of the Issa Rafua, not the Issa Rafua itself.
Well, that's what we're questioning right now. What's the difference? Why is that true? Why is it that it's exer derbanan because of shkifus
avonim? The refuah in certain circumstances, like for choloshim postakon, the matir refuah. If there's an other derbanan on top of it, you have to talk about another derbanan. But the isa refuah doesn't apply to choloshim postakon.
I would say it the other way around. If you tell me that this is derbanan the chazal didn't answer because it's sarach b'chaylo. For a person as a meichesh chazal aser, for tzarcha they didn't aser, even though you're doing a b'yadayim. So it means we're okay with you doing the rabbanon's b'yadayim. So what's the difference if the isra refuah? The isra refuah was shchikas samamonim. Now something which I'm doing an action without doing shchikas samamonim is not two isurim. It's one action, the rabbanon. I want to go now and I want to turn on a light in a way which is a derabbanon. There's no gzera al tashchikas samamonim in that case.
Right, it's actually an additional derabbanan on top of the Issa Refuah.
That's what I'm saying. That it's not an issue. You're saying it's two Issa Refuah. There's an Issa Refuah for something else. I'm saying no, there's no Issa Refuah in that case. There's no gzera al tashchikas samamonim in that case. The only gzera you have is to have the Issa Durabanan turning on lights in a rabbinical fashion. I want to go turn on a LED light. So that's a derabbanan. I'm not doing Refuah. That's not also because of Refuah. That's also because of the Issa of turning on lights. Now I want to know, am I allowed to do that for a chayla? So, well, the same way we're mad to the gzera of shikas hamonim for a chayla, let's be mad to the gzera of turning on rabbinic lights for a chayla. That's what. Once I tell you that once you're a real bona fide chayla, we're okay with being mad to the rabbanans. It's not two rabbanans over there. It's only one rabbanans. Here's one, and here you're mad to this, and there you're not mad to. So that's what Shura wants. So that the Ramban, well, there's two different things. In other words, I can't learn from the heter of the Issa Refuah to other Drabbanans because the Issa Refuah itself is a very weak Drabbanan. But had it been a bona fide, full-fledged Drabbanan, we were matter it, the Ramban is arguing so that it's not logical that should be mutter more than any other Drabbanan should be mutter. And that's mutter, let everything be mutter. Which that was the first sheet. The Philip Ainbus cut his haver. He served the Rabbanu Yadayim, you're allowed to do. That was the first sheet over there in Yadayim. Right? You don't pass like that sheet. Well, that's the vitamin issue. So the doctor says, you know, listen, I see your baby's a little bit small. Yeah, you know, I want you to take the prenatals, stuff like that. You know, so then you have to understand how much it is. But that might be also. But if a woman decides, you know, she read in the book that it's important to take prenatals because it says so in the book, what to expect, you know, and there you are. That's like the Holy Grail, right? So. Karnim Rasha, that's mutter. Karnim Shamazaman, that's not necessarily mutter, no. Okay, so let's see if we can get to the end of this piece over here. Okay. Okay, so if you look at the end of the Bir Halacha, so the way he's going to learn, it's about 7 lines up before the end of the Bir Halacha on page Kuf Samaches Amud Aleph. So there's a dot. They don't hold this heter. So, according to the Machmirim, the only case that was just mutter is if the goy, because Amir Lachim said it's mutter, but enough of the Mishkan. So the goy, it's come that it's better the goy should even. Now it can't be shaychik. That's at the rice, but the goy can make the concoction. You ready? You grind the herbs before Shabbos, and then on Shabbos you mix the herbs together with the other herbs, and you drink the thing. And you put it in liquid, and you drink it. So if the goy makes it for you, it's mutter. If you make it yourself, it's awesome. You're drinking it yourself. So what do you gain? I might say you're drinking it, but how good with it? You have to have the goy being making it. That itself acts as a hacker. In a case where the Yisrael would actually prepare, even though he's not doing any shchika, but since if there's going to be some step of the process which he's doing, so it's also. Now, I don't know, based on that, you know, they didn't really deal with pre-made pills. They dealt with the herbs, and, you know, the pharmacist would mix it together for you, and, you know, and show you how to mix it together, and you would go home and you'd mix it, right? So, the translating this into modern terms, we're not involved in the process at all. We're just drinking, which is what the Mishnah Berurah said. That's the ride for the Mekilim, because then you got to drink it yourself. And the Machmirim hold that doesn't work. The only way that's mutter to do the drinking is because there's a hacker, because the guy put it together for you. So, the modern version, you have to get the goy, get it from the medicine chest. I'm not sure what that means in modern terms, how you would have that hecker. So the end of the day, he comes off like this. So the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is lo nuchal limchas biyad hamekilim. So some of the modern person, or medayik from the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha really would like to be machber. says, I can't be moichah b'yad ha-mekilin. But if you'd ask me what I should tell you to do, it's not a question of mechah against the mekilim, I would tell you to be machmer. I don't think that's the minhag olam l'maaseh. The minhag olam is like the Shulchan Aruch, that first is not for the mishka, goes to the cabinet and takes the medication himself. And that's what we do. Yeah, he's referring back to his rye in the middle, which I skipped about 30 lines, so I'm not going to get involved in that part of it. Okay. Lamed Ches. Mutter lechol srofim mesukim ligmoya beit zachaya kre lahanim makal. So they would take these type of saps, which were come out of the tree, and you would drink them or eat them. They gave a nice sound to your voice. That making your voice sound nice doesn't go. It's not called a refuah. That it goes into the issur of shkikas samamon. So even though so we're not talking about a case a person has a sore throat and he's trying to rid up the sore. That's takra refuah. That hakobi oster. I'm talking about a person who hasn't, he's the chazan was trying to make his voice sound a little bit sweeter. So that's not oster. Okay.